Well, the Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. Go to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code Stephanie at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. Every steak, every entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, ready to prepare whenever your dad wants to grill. Omaha Steaks knows exactly what dads want: steak. This Father's Day, give him an experience he'll always remember. Mouth-watering steaks and a reason to think about you. From dad jokes to skin knees, your dad is one of a kind, right? This Father's Day, show him all the love with Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use that promo code Stephanie at checkout for exclusive savings on gift packages starting at, yes, you heard me right, just $89. He's guaranteed to love it. The most mouth-watering steaks, the best side dishes. Dad is going to love you so much. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget the promo code is Stephanie. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Donald Trump is likely to be sitting there, as he is in this recent campaign videos. That's a picture of him when he's trying to look his absolute best in his campaign video, which in his mind includes a face partially covered in some form of homemade bronzer, in which he always forgets the ears. He always forgets his ears are visible, showing the real color of Donald Trump in contrast to the mud brown that he has decided makes him look his best.
Yeah.
I love you, Lawrence O'Donnell.
No kidding.
I will make it my life's mission that he does New York Sexy Liberal. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to give someone found my earring. Thanks, Jody. It's right there. Okay.
Where you left it?
I'm going to give Black Knight credit for Don Snorleone.
Yes.
I think he was the first one.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Dozo the Clown. I think that was Jimmy Kimmel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I mean,
my
oh, my God. Did you see the lady in the dark? That's going to be my next Philly Sexy Liberal, is the lady faking an orgasm in a alligator suit. There were like...
Oh, and that's
where like
you
said? Two dozen. There were
I
like...
Hear about that.
Oh,
what?
God. She sent me the story.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Oh, it's fantastic. Somebody, she lifted her alligator suit.
In court?
Started,
no, outside.
Oh, okay.
She was one of the, was this all hell breaking loose that he asked for on Friday? This was
pretty much
dozen, perhaps two dozen Trump supporters, including the orgasm-y lady in the, you know, that's totally Philly Sexy Liberal.
In the alligator suit?
By the way, this is proof God loves us and wants us to be happy. Breaking news as we get on the air. My Pillow CEO, Mike Lindell, a Trump ally, has his phone seizure case rejected by the Supreme Court. All right. And yes, in case you haven't heard, I did dry hump an actual My Pillow in Minneapolis.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, we want to hear about that.
We heard about this.
The second I hit the stage, someone ran up with a My Pillow in a big My Pillow bag. And so
they stormed the stage.
I feel like that was someone saying, Steph, would you please masturbate on this My Pillow, which I did.
So they stormed the stage, pretty much showing that we have no security.
No, there's no
security.
Ridiculous. Great.
Remember, Sean, you should just let people in the studio. Remember,
oh, yeah.
We thought that one guy was an assassin. Turns out he was a reporter, but who knew? Sean's like, oh, okay, come on in. Okay.
Well,
yes, Robert was. I mean, thank you for all the rave reviews for Sexy Liberal Minneapolis, our kickoff on the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. Hal Sparks will be right there in studio in just a little bit. Robert, though, was. Dear Miss Miller. I attended the Save the World Tour in Minneapolis on Saturday. I have to say I was disappointed. I was in the pit, and not only did you wear tights so I didn't get to see your hoo-ha, of which there were several opportunities, you dry-humped everything but me. It was like being back in high school. Thanks for reinforcing my teenage insecurities. Bobby in Minneapolis.
He was sitting in the corner in the gym during prom.
Exactly.
I am married, I think, to both John Mugelsing and Hal Sparks in several states. Can I just say, people are correct. I am newly single, and I was acting like a common trollop. It
and
was my first
horny.
Time out of the house in a long time.
You were horny.
It was the first stop, Chris, Save the World Tour. And I felt like I needed to save the world one slutty act at a time. So Friday night, I broke into John Fugelsang's hotel room. I crashed his SiriusXM show, and I ear him into the middle of the next election cycle.
You're never up that late.
Yeah, what was that about?
I was traveling. I was jet-lagged. I was right. Just pounced on him.
Like a bobcat.
And whatever I put in that ear, Chris, he's carrying that to term. Whatever's in there, I just laugh. And then Hal Sparks, I'll tell the story when he's here. But so, you know, Hal Sparks, fantastic, in addition to a fantastic comedian, musician,
right.
He's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
If you've
yes.
seen Queer as Folk, Lab
Absolutely.
Rats. I am, what's the word? Not. So,
despite your theater degree from
your
USC?
Your theater degree?
This was quite a while ago. But... You'll recognize this story because there's another one.
You went to school with Forrest Whitaker, Eric Stoltz, well, and Daphne Zuniga.
Someone had to be the class loser.
Well, wasn't Ali Sheedy also in the
yes.
class?
Okay. Yes. And Eric Stoltz, yes. Okay, my point is, during the Lauren Boberding demonstration, I realized, I don't know if Hal is litigious, but I, because, you know, we were making like goofy cartoon noises,
uh-oh.
But I was like, I was actually touching his,
no,
you
no,
know,
no, 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 no,
yeah.
no, 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 no,
I realized like I could have just been whatever, but I was actually like, whoop, and then I was really, I apologize. I will apologize to Hal in person when
Did
he gets
make
here.
Did you make Hal turgid?
Because he was doing the Boberding on my boob, but I don't think he was really touching. Then I was like, oh. Because you remember the
That's
story
how
when
actors
I was
do that.
When
they
I was
don't.
A celebrity guest at Groundlings and when Will Ferrell was still in the Groundlings, you remember this story. And I was playing a slutty ghost in the sketch and I actually
don't remember
shoved
this
my
at all. What?
I actually shoved my tongue into Will Ferrell's mouth.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to do that.
No.
Which he was also lovely about that. He went along with it and just he yes-anded. And it was
That is improv.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, you're just supposed to indicate you're kissing. You're not actually supposed to."
You know that SNL sketch where he and Rachel Dratch played the lovers?
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a lot of actual licking and tonguing going on.
Yeah, but that was by permission.
Okay.
There's a difference.
They might have planned that.
Okay. Yeah.
This was unplanned.
Yeah,
oh.
There's
so
a difference.
Like John Fugelsang's ear pregnancy was unplanned.
Well.
Yeah. And we apologize.
Have you talked to the lovely and talented Charmy about this?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Okay.
I saw her a few weeks ago. When
good.
I was in the New York City area.
Send my regards and apologies for anything that will happen. Will I calm down by Philly? I don't know.
No.
Probably not. Someone's going to crack my Liberty Bell in Philly.
Oh,
in a couple
no.
of weeks.
Never everybody. Say that again.
No. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com. cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Did you see me? I was like powered by crack in Minneapolis. I had a picture with everything. The Prince mural, the Dylan mural, the Mary Tyler Moore statue. I did not get to the harbor. I apologize. It's out somewhere, but I did a walking. Yeah. I did a walking tour of everything else.
I love Minneapolis.
Yeah. Well, I danced in front of the Prince thing. I did a Bob Dylan impression. I did my Mary Tyler Moore impression to Mary Tyler Moore.
Weren't you trying to take the ball out of like the
twins' dog
mouth?
I still couldn't get that damn ball out of it.
Well,
yeah. Oh, I also dry humped the statue of Rod Carew in front of the Twins stadium.
I'm sure he enjoyed it.
There's a lot of love. A lot of love. Teresa, sexy
little mini. Why didn't you dry hump Mary Tyler Moore? That's more your speed.
I know. I should have.
Yeah.
I have too much respect. Teresa in Minneapolis, thank you for kicking off Sexy Liberal in Minneapolis. It was my first. You never forget your first. I love you, John Hall and Frangel, all the more. We had seats in the fourth row, and I'm afraid I've probably seen everything Chris has seen. Anyway, you killed it, and we loved it. P.S. I was in charge of the weather. Oh, my God. It was
beautiful.
Hotter in Minneapolis than in L.A. I got back to L.A.,
cold.
And I was like, it's cold
here.
Oh, my God. I got to go back to Minneapolis for the sunshine.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Amazing time was had. Full house. Amazing. Can I just say, it's not just a thing, Minnesota nice. People are so nice. Oh, my God.
They are nice.
Oh, my God. Wait.
They're practically Canadian.
Yeah.
I know it, right? Maybe because they're so close to Canada. Robin brought yummy vegan food.
Oh,
Robin Aspel. Look, there we all are. Oh, I posted that picture too.
Is she the one that called in from the Harmar?
Yes.
And told us about the story about...
Yes.
Okay, Mike Pillow at
the
Harmar.
She actually made biscuits for Francis and Angela.
Oh.
That's funny.
They were yummy. It was fantastic. It's like a wild rice blueberry thing. It was fantastic.
Oh, it sounds yummy.
Robin, great show. Says, great show. Dear Steph, thanks for a night of smart, raunchy comedy. I invited a friend who's not a news junkie, like most of your fans, and who'd never heard the show. She had a blast and is planning to listen from now on. Hi, Robin's friend.
Hi.
Thanks again for letting me bring food backstage.
Letting me.
See, that's Minnesota nice.
Yeah. It is.
Well.
I hope you try some. I did. It was yum, yum, yum. It was a pleasure to give back just a little. One of my proudest moments is becoming part of the Stephanie Miller Show lore by telling my Harmar story.
Aww.
She and Dave in Minneapolis posted a picture from the Harmar.
Robin in Minneapolis.
Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low.
Hello. Oh,
hi.
I listened to Stephanie on my radio.
I met Mr. Pillow.
Some lady was calling in from Minnesota. Minnesota nice.
It's very reasonable.
Talking about how the pillow man is fortune made.
He was a lonely guy.
Started out in a kiosk with his sweaty tirade. Hey. That wasn't no pillow. That was sweaty cosmic.
You are
jive.
This is the best pillow for you. I ran into him at the Harmar Mall.
There's a Harmar Mall up in the sky. We'd like to go and see it, but we think it'd blow our minds.
All right, thank you, Minneapolis. Fantastic time. SexyLiberal.com. Philly, you're up next. Get it. Okay.
Who's on the panel in Philly?
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
Glenn Kirshner, JoJo from Jersey, and Lindy Lee.
Yeah.
That is going to be off the chain.
Yeah, and Lindy Lee does not do things like this, she said.
I know.
She does not.
Yes. Yes.
She's so sweet.
So this is your chance to see Lindy Lee.
Yeah, and JoJo from Jersey tweeted, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And Glenn Kirshner, he whips out the jokes, let me just tell you.
He does.
Can I just say, justice has been edging us for quite some time, Chris, and we are ready to blow.
Okay. Well.
Justice is coming, and so are we.
Justice is circling the nipple.
Yes. Oh, my God. Have I ever mentioned Rachel Maddow as a national treasure?
She is.
She is. You just forget the history of stuff because he's done so many crimes for so long. But the thing I took away from that, why is he not in jail like Nixon's Bill Barr? Why is he not in jail like frickin' Nixon's AG, John Mitchell, right?
Mm-hmm.
You forget the whole hit because this was like, how come he wasn't ever charged federally? Because of Bill Barr.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
oh my God, that Rachel went through the whole history of that Justice Department.
Yeah.
How, because of course you go back to, yeah, why was Michael Cohen the only one that was, well, he tried, Bill Barr tried to stop that. That's how you know it, Michael Cohen's a credible witness, because they were trying to say, oh, he's fantastic, it's a disgrace. They were going to try to get him off so he would never talk. Mm-hmm. He tried to stop the prosecution of Michael Cohen. Anyway, when they couldn't, this is what happened. So Michael Cohen's the only one that goes to, but he stopped the prosecution of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He also, oh my God, the whole history, stopping the prosecution of Stone, Flynn. You go through all of the crooked that Bill Barr did. At that, and he's on opening his big yap over on CNN or whatever. Oh my God, haul his ass to jail. But anyway, you realize why we're here, and that's what makes it even sweeter. Enjoy every level of this orange clown's humiliation, because he does not look good. Holy crap! Not only is he, how hilarious is the whole Sleepy Joe?
Yeah.
I know all of that.
Oh my God. But he doesn't. Oh my God, he looks terrible.
Uh-huh.
But this is finally, you know, they always say justice delayed. Well, here it is.
Finally.
I'm sure, right? This is our Scooby-Doo moment. I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Alvin Bragg, because that was one of the zillion crimes. We were like, how did he get away with that?
Yeah.
Well, Bill Barr, that's how he got away with it. And he hasn't gotten away with it yet, so... Yeah. Anyway, that's the other layer of this that's just fantastic.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And he's going to be, oh my God, I cannot wait for Stormy Daniels to testify about his tiny mushroom penis. Like you can just the judge being able to, you know, you realize this whole thing we've been screaming about, no one's above the law. Watching his orange ass sit there, and he's introduced as Donald Trump, not the president.
Right.
And he has to say, yes, Your Honor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Can I get out for this or that? No, this is what actual justice looks like.
For his son's graduation. He hasn't been to any other of his kids' graduation.
This was confirmed on Twitter, because I said that, how much do you want to bet?
Yeah.
And Andrew Wortman on Twitter says, Donald Trump did not attend the high school graduation ceremony for Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, or Tiffany. And Barron's graduation is on Friday, May 17th,
where
when court's
not
even
court.
Scheduled or in session.
Exactly.
Thank you, Andrew.
Exactly. They're not even in court that day. That's my nephew's 50th birthday that day.
He thinks everything's optional for him.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to be here. This is what I love. It's a criminal trial. He needs to sit his ass. So here's where delay doesn't benefit him,
mm-mm,
right? Because he can't be on the campaign trail. He's going to have Wednesdays off. It's like, okay, the judge is like, well, if the trial goes as, you know, if they keep slowing it down, he's going to need Wednesdays.
Absolutely.
And that's up to the judge, not you. No, I mean, oh my God.
And he wants to be up there for sidebars.
Yeah.
Oh God. I mean, and how about...
Does any other criminal...
Can I just say
I want lawyers.
Date and kiss and marry the one juror, the woman. I said, can you be fair? She's like, no, I hate him. Okay. Very succinct, to the point. Can I go? Thank you.
That's
I'm
very,
double parked.
That's very New York.
It's very New York. I hate him. I loathe him.
But here's what I hate. I have to say, our side tends to be fair
and honest.
Be honest. And mm-hmm, that's what I'm afraid of, is his side isn't. Like, those have got to be our people that are like, no, I can't be fair.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's what I'm afraid of, is someone on his side is going to lie, because he's a lying dirtbag. So it would make sense that only lying dirtbags are going to try to get on the jury to give him a hung jury, which is the only thing hung, according to Stormy.
Remember the MAGA girl at Manafort. Just remember the MAGA girl at the Manafort trial.
That's
she did convict.
Yeah. We'll see. But I mean, a lot of the people too that, you know, couldn't be fair. You also wonder, they're afraid for their lives and their families. Uh-huh. And it really is. Don Snorleone is perfect. It is a mob trial.
Yeah.
It is.
There was another mob name I forget now. I'll find it. Okay. Anyway, so a lot to talk about. We have Hal Sparks in studio to talk about the improper touching.
Oh, well.
Improper touching.
And we can find out if he got turgid.
Yes.
He'll let us know.
If he didn't, I have really lost my game. Lost my game. Could be I've lost a step in technique since the 80s. Anyway, Charlie Pierce and Kimberly Johnson all on the big
90s?
Shoe.
You were in the parking 90s. Lot in the 90s.
90s. I didn't touch his thing in the parking lot. We only made out. How many times do I have to tell you this story?
You still could have gotten
KBC.
What? It still could have happened.
All right.
I'm sure he did get turgid if you were making out in a car in the KBC parking lot.
Why must we review old stories? Why?
Well, you tell
you
them.
You brought it up.
Yes.
If you don't need to fill in the details. Why don't you go on vacation?
Oh,
he is this Friday.
Okay, good. Don't come back until
the vacation's
over. The following
in a few days.
Friday. Yeah.